A year ago, as President Obama's Afghanistan buildup got underway, we were anticipating a crucial assault on a Taliban stronghold in Helmand Province, the agricultural district of Marja. Marine Brigadier General Larry Nicholson spoke with us from Afghanistan about the challenges that operation posed.
This will be the most formidable IED belts, and the Brits call it the IED crust, and I think it's a very appropriate term for we're going to have to break through that crust.
In February, our reporter Soraya Sahardi Nelson was embedded with Marines as they encountered surprisingly stiff resistance.
They fire at the patrol with AK-47s and rocket-propelled grenades, then disappear.
Hey, suppress! Suppress that building!
So what does the situation in Marja today tell us about success or frustration in Afghanistan? Well, reporter Michael Buchanan of the BBC was there earlier this month and joins us now. And first, the objective of clearing out the Taliban. How safe is Marja today?
Well, certainly the U.S. Marines that I was speaking to and that accompanied me for the 3 days that I was there say that the central districts are now fairly safe. In the northern and the southern outskirts, there are contacts in which fighting is still taking place. But what they are saying is that through a combination of military might, and also it has to be remembered that the winter season is traditionally the time when the senior Taliban leadership maybe retreat a little bit back. They are saying that in the central areas of Marja, then security has indeed improved over the past 2 or 3 months.
Although just today, NATO is investigating an incident in which an Afghan civilian was accidentally killed, 2 children were wounded, when aircraft conducted close air support of Afghan and coalition forces in Marja. It sounds like the Taliban are still fighting at this point.
Well, the Taliban still are fighting, and in fact, one of the projects that I was taken to, which is a school that was opened in southern Marja, just a couple of days before the actual formal school opening, an IED had been found approximately a kilometre from the school. The day I actually arrived in Marja, a member of the Afghan National Army had been killed when an IED had exploded near to where they were carrying out some operations in the north of Marja as well. So there's definitely pockets of conflict between the insurgents and the international and the Afghan forces.
At the very school event you mentioned in your reporting, you described how American officers who were quite responsible for the school and everything that was worth anything in it were conspicuously offstage, and they were deferring to local Afghans. Is that the power relationship that Afghans in Marja believe, or do they see that as appearances?
I think that they are fully aware that the Americans are providing everything, the security and the reconstruction. The bottom line is that the reach of the government in Kabul, the Afghan government, barely extends as far as Marja. There is almost no significant civilian Afghan presence in Marja. There are some Afghan police officers, as we've mentioned, there are some Afghan National Army forces as well. But in terms of civilian effort, it is simply not there.
Well, try and solve this equation for us then. Is the security situation around Marja good enough that the Marines, who are responsible for security along with some Afghans, can be reduced in number sufficiently and so that somebody else can provide an effective administration for the area?
The short answer, or the answer in the immediate near term, would be no. In some districts in Afghanistan, we know that the Afghan forces are taking the lead and perhaps being provided with some support by the foreign forces to a greater or lesser degree. In Marja, as I saw at the beginning of December, it was still very much a case that the US Marines were leading the fight, admittedly with a lot of support from the Afghan National Army, but the majority of the security is being provided by the U.S. Marines.
Well, Michael Buchanan of the BBC, thank you very much for talking with us.
Pleasure.
Reporter Michael Buchanan discussing what he saw and heard earlier this month in Marja, Afghanistan.